Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right when the right way was left. Cause the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, who is the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a mercy and reminder in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, my family. I'm going to cut all the introductions short today, and we're going to say cheers to the fall. That is the intro to the show today, Cheers to the Fall by Andrew Day. I thought that was a fitting title for what we're about to go into and what we're about to talk about. The name of the show today is titled Empire on Edge. We're reaching critical mass. Now, before we go into the show, you know there's always some stuff going on right before the show, so I want to let you all know what's going on before the show. As I accessed my dashboard, my radio dashboard on Blog Talk Radio, all of the work that I did and put in yesterday and 2 days before that so that I can do the show, is erased. Everything. There's is no signs of it anywhere. All of the clips, all of the stuff that I had is gone. Completely gone. So this is a new one on me. Sometimes they erase some of the stuff, but they've erased everything for the month of January. Isn't that something? I'm telling you, all the clips, and I did a lot of work for this. So this only goes to prove the point that this empire, America, the Western world, the white world, they're on the edge because we're reaching critical mass. I want to talk to you about a few articles that I was reading from around the globe. And then we'll tie it in, and you know how we do it. We always find a way to get around their blocks. So we're not even worried about that because I still have some of the stuff downloaded to RealPlayer, and you know how black people do. We are accustomed to not having things in America, and we're accustomed to the slave master's boot being pressed upon our necks, so we try to make ways around that to get some type of breathing space and breathing room. So what we'll do sometimes, I'll go to some clips that I had that I wanted to play for you all at the turn of the year. But I'll also go to the RealPlayer also and pull up something. So you guys got to bear with me because I'm dealing with this and I'm trying to keep the show going. I thought they were going to cancel the show when I found out that they erased the clips. But we're here today and we're going to make the most of this opportunity in this situation, okay? I love you all. I want you to know that no matter how much I love you, always remember that Master Farad Muhammad and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, they will always, always love you best. Now let's get into this show. Empire on Edge. We're reaching critical mass. Now, I was reading some articles around the globe from different, like North Korea, Iran, and some Asian countries and African countries, and they were making mock of America and how America at the last minute is sanctioning these nations and she's trying to provoke these nations economically, politically, and militarily as she's on her last leg. And what's amazing about the situation that I've read is that all of these nations are throwing up her mistreatment of black people in America. This is amazing because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that this would happen in the end of America, how the nations would make mock of America and how they would hold her feet to the fire about how she has treated the ex-slave. This is absolutely wonderful. We know that we're at the end of America. We know this by calculation, by the motion, the hands of time, right? But it's time again. For those of you who are new to the show, time is motion. And how we calculate time is calculating the distance from one motion to the next motion. So if we understand the words that was given to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and if we understand the scriptures, right, we can clearly see the time that we're living in because we can calculate one motion to the next motion. This is very important. This is something that does not get taught. I know around the nation, this does not get taught in the temples. And the only place that you find it on is on the Star and Crescent Report and now also on the Red Pill Diaries. Okay? This, without this knowledge of the time and how to prepare and how to see what's unfolding, you will yet be lost and you could be in harm's way and put your family in harm's way by ignorance of the time. Now, they were mocking America because of the way that she has treated her ex-slave. Think about that. While I'm talking to you, let me go into the fall of America because there's something in here about that also. Let's go to, I believe it's chapter 24, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, let's go in here. Listen. The title of the chapter is called Confusion. Confusion of People, okay? And when we read this, I want you to get an understanding because I'm also going to pull up one of the articles to show you the time and show you that Elijah Muhammad did not lie to you and that he has given you the absolute truth on the matters of what is going on. Now, remember now, all of these things are happening at the end of the 60 to not exceed 70 year grace period. This is something that should be burned and etched and sketched in your brain. So in this chapter titled Confusion, Confusion of People, and what's so important about this, because I have to hit points with you all. What's so important about the chapter? The name, Confusion, Confusion of People. Do you not see the confusion that is going on in politics in America? Do you not see the confusion of the people of America? Look at our policies. This is a sign and a symbol of the empire in decline, a delusional empire. Look at her people and how they stormed the congressional building on Capitol Hill, and how some of the so-called Congress people helped that happen, and how some of the police helped that happen. The tales of two tales, because when you were protesting about Black Lives Matter, they were bombing you. They were shooting you with rubber bullets, with regular bullets. They were shooting you with smoke bombs, right? All them niggas, they are never satisfied. No matter what we give them niggas are never satisfied. We support blue lives. They're talking about the police, right? And they made a mockery of your struggle on international television, right? But God is not cheap, because now their mockery is coming back full circle, and we're going to see this as I read this and as we go into an article, okay? Now, the rise of America's once slave into the knowledge of self, in the spirit of Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Son of Man, the author of the resurrection of us, the mentally dead, is causing untold confusion among the heads of state. Stop right there. Point one. When you see the confusion in America's government, and you see the confusion and the instability in the global atmosphere, global politics and geopolitics, it is not happening by chance. It is happening because Allah himself is the conductor of this beautiful orchestra. And it is part of the separation of the people and the raising up of the so-called American Negro from their mentally dead stage. Okay? All of this is connected with the stampede on the Capitol of Washington. Capitol Hill. All of this is connected with the sanctions on Cuba, the sanctions on Syria, the sanctions on Venezuela, the provocations with China and Russia. All of this is connected because it has something to do with you. So you should understand this. Let's go further. The scripture is being fulfilled. It is, Elijah Muhammad. Well, how do you know that? What? How would we know it? The scripture is being fulfilled wherein it prophesies that in these days, meaning the end of the wicked world of Satan. So now he gives us a timeline so that we can focus on. And we must understand who Satan is, who the devil is, and why an end must come to them. And once we start analyzing that, Muhammad says, rulers are against rulers, kings against kings. In the days of the prophets, there were no heads of government who were given the name president. Rulers were referred to as rulers and kings of the people. The prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. So now we're doing a calculative measurement of time to understand where we are now in the present. Listen to what he says. The slaves, and in parentheticals or parentheses for those of you who don't know, it says, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses. Right? He says, are vexing the slave master. How are we vexing? Remember they made mark of your struggle on international television? All lives matter. Remember that? All of the mockery while they were pelting you with rubber bullets and lead bullets, while they were soaking you with water guns and shooting smoke bombs and you with the billy clubs and tasering you. Remember that? All of this now comes full circle as their own people are dissatisfied with the economic climate. They're dissatisfied as their own kind is stealing more and more money, not only from the ex-slaves, but stealing it out of their pockets now. And now the world looks on and laughs and make mock of the great Goliath. Because she is now an international joke. I'm going to finish reading this article, but I want to go to something, okay? I want you all to bear with me. Please, please do not leave. Please do not click off. None of that, okay? Excuse me. I'm going to finish reading this because there is something that you must see. You must hear. But listen to this. He says, the prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. The slaves, or a foolish people as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. Today, as the prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised at the truth God gave to us through the mouths of his prophets coming to pass as it was prophesied. Why are we not surprised? Because we are witnessing the fulfillment of time, the fulfillment of prophecy, the fulfillment of God's word. Some of you think that we're going to forever stay in that olden time. Some of you think that we're going to forever be the slaves of America. You can't see past America as a great power. You can't see past America as somebody else producing a greater civilization. You are still hypnotized to the madness that is America, right? So the Chinese were laughing at America, right? Seriously. No lie. I kid you not. The Chinese made mock of America, and not just the Chinese, but the North Koreans, right? And everyone else. They were talking about how America mistreats her ex-slaves. Matter of fact, this is on front page RT, right? Russia Today. As America provokes China and provokes the world and talks about human rights and about the Uyghurs, Muslims in so-called forced concentration camps, and talks about free Tibet and talks about Venezuela's human rights record and the so-called dictator Bashar al-Assad, and talks about Khomeini in Iran, and talks about the so-called dictator of Putin. I want you to realize that all of those leaders have greater standing with their people and higher approval levels than the American government. So if they are dictators and they are so-called tyrants, what does that say about the American political class? But again, on Russia Today, the number one story, the headline, I'm going to give you the headline, okay? So that you can understand that you are vexing the slave master. And this mockery of you on an international stage has come full circle, as Elijah Muhammad told you it would. The headline says, China says, and in quotes, George Floyd cannot even breathe freely as it blasts U.S. over Uyghur Muslims' forced labor claims. Think about it. It says, Beijing has cited the death of a black American man, George Floyd, as evidence of Washington's hypocrisy after it imposed a ban on all tomato and cotton products from China's western Xinjiang region over alleged human rights abuse. And then the quote says, in the United States, listen to this. This is a quote from the foreign minister, the Chinese foreign minister. In the United States, hundreds of thousands of innocent people died of COVID-19. People like George Floyd cannot even breathe freely. Think about that. I want you to think about that. The mockery of the ex-slave is coming full circle with America. It is the Asiatic nations who are the ones laying her low. Remember, when the Kaaba, when the Black Stone had fallen, Prophet Muhammad had went and got the people from four different directions from the tribes to help lift it up, right? Elijah Muhammad says that we are that Black Stone. That represents us. And so our people from every different direction would be a part of the rise of the Black nation here in America. We're watching it. Did Elijah Muhammad lie to you, or are you watching his words coming full circle? Empowered Edge. We're reaching critical mass. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, it's easy to prove his teachings because all you have to do is point in the news. But let's go further. Muhammad says, the master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. So the cultural difference, the cultural divide that is going on in America, it will only increase. The class divide, it will only increase. The economic divide, it is increasing. What is that causing? It's causing protests, riots, and revolution. Is that not right? Now, to show you the mockery and the contempt that they have for you, right? I was looking at an article, and this was repeated, not just on U.S. mainstream. I want you to understand something. This was repeated throughout the world. They followed America's lead. I'm talking about Russia Today, the same news organization that I just quoted right then and there. They quoted and started using the same terminology that the American news media used to describe you. And you can look at some of their articles. They still do it. But anyway, think about this. When you protest for breathing space, when you protest for just equal justice, equal rights, right? And then the white people were parking trucks full of bricks in front of stores, and they were throwing the bricks into the windows of the stores, and then some white people would initiate the ransacking of the stores, and then they would move out of harm's way, because we have video to prove this now. This is not just speculation. This is fact. And they would move out of, then the black people in those communities would run in and get the stuff. Notice how every time this took place, there was cameras on the scene. Notice how every time this took place, there was media on the scene. Right? You never seen so much media and camera in black communities. But you were labeled as what? Rioters, right? Looters. Right? Now, fast forwarded to a few days ago. As they took to Capitol Hill and they ransacked the halls of power in D.C. with the help of some people in power in D.C. What were those white people who threatened to lynch the vice president, who threatened to lynch the Speaker of the House, who threatened to lynch the Quad, meaning those non-white members of Congress, and who had also disabled the black woman, I forget her name, but she's a congresswoman, they disabled her panic button from her office so that she could not alert the police to the rioters storming the part of the building that she was in, right? You know what they called them? Fox News. You know what they called them? You know what the media called them? You know what Russia Today called them? Patriots. Patriots. You see? So there's still a divide going on. As you scream for justice and freedom and equality, which are your God-given rights in being birthed in this universe, which you are deprived of, you've been deprived of, and they have never had any hopes of giving it to you. When they are deprived of something, even though they are the criminals, they are the rapists, they are the murderers, they are the occupiers, right? And they do it not just with the barrel of the gun. They do it in the medical profession, right? They do it in the business profession. They do it in every field that they govern in America. They are received as patriots. So you can never hope to be equal with them, not in that system. You can't outdo the white man in evil. Hell no. He is something else. But I want you to understand something. I want you to listen to this. Muhammad says, because all this is a part of something major that is taking place, okay? Because some of you lose the connection point. So you get disconnected and you compartmentalize this happening in the Capitol and this happening around the country and the protests around the world with your plight. All of this is part of the separation. We are to separate. The separation is already underway because we are in the end of the white man's power to govern. Do you not see that the most powerful nation on earth, the so-called richest nation on earth, the so-called most influential nation on earth, has become unstable, unhinged, not even able to govern herself? Huh? Brothers and sisters, you better listen good because this is a part of your salvation. So, Father Elijah Muhammad says, today, as these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised at the truth God gave to us through the mouths of his prophets coming to pass, as it was prophesied. The master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master. It is the purpose of God. Brothers and sisters, you understand? What's going on is his purpose. He says, it is the purpose of God himself to separate the two. Now, you see how... Listen to this. You see how he talked about the president, the confusion, the ruler, the slaves, the separation, all of that, right? And he gives you God's purpose. And he says it is his purpose himself to separate the two so that he can give the slave an equal, give the slave justice and an equal chance for survival as the slave master has been exercising power over the slave. So how does he do that? He breaks his power to rule. He destroys his alliances, right? It's not NATO, the so-called NATO alliance in tatters right now. What about all of NATO members' economies? What about all of NATO members' currencies? I ask you, he breaks their power to rule. You don't understand. Let me see. Let's go to the dictionary for a minute. See, because I like to teach, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we have to clean up as we go. Because if you don't understand the words, you will never get the true meaning of what is trying to be conveyed to you. The word purpose, right, is a noun. It says it is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. A motive, motivation, grounds, cause, impetus, occasion, reason, right? So let's go back to what he says. The master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. What is it talking about? You see how they're protesting out in the streets? You see how they're screaming out in the streets for equal justice? You see how they're talking about, we need more black people in the head of corporations, and we need black people this, and we need... Those are from the mouths of people who still want to rely on their slave masters. Those are people who still want to be integrated into a system that was designed to destroy your mental health and growth as a people. They want to integrate into the very system that is diametrically opposed to freedom, justice, and equality and the rise of you and your people. Those are what you call traitors. You understand? Because God has a purpose and an aim. And regardless to what you believe or what you think or what you want, if it's not squared up with what he wants, it goes for naught. I bet you they mad as hell that they erased all the clips that I have for y'all today. See, I can do this blindfolded because this is a passion. I love God. I love Master Farad Muhammad. I love his messenger. I love the teachings. And I love my people. I can do this blindfolded without the books. This easy work, like Floyd Mayweather say, this easy work. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings are so easy to comprehend if you submit, if you believe, if you want the truth, if you put aside your feelings and you look at the reality of the situation and you accept truth over feelings, this is for you. So listen. It says purpose. the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Motive, motivation, grounds, cause, impetus, occasion, reason. Now let's go back to what I just read to you. The master must give up his slave and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. It is the what? Motive, motivation, grounds, cause, impetus, occasion, reason, for which something is done or created or for which something exists, right? Because he says it is the purpose of God himself to separate the two. How does he do that? If you're so intrigued with this white man, if you believe, because there's a lot of Muslims still hold on to this white man and go into the politics. They go into political office thinking that, oh, now I got me a $200,000 check now, that you can affect change in a system that is inherently against you, right? But this is insanity, right? Because we understand that America, her system, her policy, everything is against the resurrection of the black man. But I want you to listen to something as I talk to you all. How does God affect change? And how does he cause the separation of the two? Well, if you are reliant on this crutch of the political system, if you're reliant on the crutch of the dollar being the reserve currency, if you are reliant on America's economic prowess so that you can get crumbs off of her economic prowess, if you are reliant on the promise of a better future for which they never intend to get you, God breaks all hopes. He destroys it. He does away with her currency being the reserve currency. What's going on right now around the world? They're digitalizing their currencies, aren't they? What's going on right now in the world of currency markets? The dollar is being hammered while the yuan is rising, right? What's going on with America in her political system right now, the one that you are depending on and the one that you are so mesmerized by and are trying to integrate yourself in? Chaos reigns supreme across every facet, every quarter of American politics, be it local, county, state, or national. The policy is an inherent failure. You see it right now. You see it all across your news screen. You see it all across your computers. God is doing away with that. What about the economy that you so relied on to put your rims on your cars and you think that you're in heaven? What happens? God destroys that means of wealth. That's why the government continues to run fiscal deficits. She has trade deficits. She's borrowing from her enemies and her friends, which are few alike, to try to maintain the empire's facade of being rich. What do Elijah Muhammad says? God breaks their power to rule. How does he do that? He goes after their trade. Muhammad says, now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. Well, Elijah Muhammad, how in the hell does he do this? Elijah Muhammad responds in a very strong and authoritative voice. He breaks their power to rule. He brings to a naught their trade between each other. That is going on now. And we have calculated from the time that he spoke it to up to today, and we can see the fulfillment of prophecy right now in our time. This is how you calculate time. You understand? Muhammad says, he tells us that this is how it works. So the breaking of the economy, the confusion, matter of fact, remember what I just read to you, the fall of America, the confusion of the people is part of the separation. It's part of the resurrection of the mentally dead black people here in America and the freedom that is coming to you. But you've got to be wise enough to discern this. When you see them run on and ransack Capitol Hill, you smile because this is your day. This was promised to you through the mouths of the prophets of old. And you should be happy that you are living to see this day that your people have prayed for ever since they've been in shackles from 1555 up to today. It wasn't no 1619. They got a movement called 1619. That is the wrong date. I want to tell you right now. America hid 64 years of your history because it took 64 years to almost dehumanize you and to make you into the fool that you are today, that you are mesmerized by his politics, his economics, and his culture, which is a culture of death. Empire on edge. We are most definitely reaching critical mass. You know this is the truth. You know it. I'm not making anything up. And now, as we go forward, brothers and sisters, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Remember, you all, I often talk about that chapter in his book, which is a compilation of the articles of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's called The Mother Plane. I often read this chapter, and I told y'all, for anyone who's been listening to the show, excuse me, for any of you who have been listening to this show for the last 12 years, you know I've been an ardent reader of this chapter, The End of the War, because it has very significant meaning to me, especially the year that it came out. And it was the article number 3, August 3rd, 1973. And I've constantly read this, and I told you to prepare for what he said in this article, right? You'll hear it. I'm going to read it to you again. And when I read it to you again, I want you to keep in mind the situation that took place in the elections. Stop the steal on one side. Let every vote count on the other side. The ransacking of the Capitol. The head of the Congress in the Senate. And even the president and the president-elect being confused and divided. I want you to remember all of this as you see the anger of white America over the realization that all is lost for their civilization, all is lost for the republic, all is lost because we're standing in a new dawn, and this dawn is the fall of America. And even they are now saying that. I'm not making this stuff up. I have a track record. Go look at my paperwork, like they say on the streets. Go look at the paperwork. Go into the archives of these shows and see what I've said about this and what I read and what I warned you about, because I heard it directly from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad through his lectures and his tapes, his writings and his articles and his books. So you bear with me. And remember that through it all, you are very blessed to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad today. I'm not talking about some of those weak followers. I'm talking about someone who is endowed with the spirit of Allah, right? Meaning someone who is able to accept truth, who is able to discern between truth and falsehood, even if someone says, Assalamu alaikum to you, my brother. Because we got a lot of crooks, criminals, and thieves that's hiding behind the bow tie in Assalamu alaikum. But I want you to understand this, and you know that you're not getting it from anywhere but this platform. So let's go into this. I know other people, they can make you feel good. They can talk to you in the street lingo. They can holler at you and cuss you out. And I notice this, people gravitate towards people that do a lot of cussing because that's what they do. You gravitate towards that which you love. If people mix up truth and falsehood, and you are a person that likes truth, but you like it on your condition mixed up with your life, even though your life is not, you're not trying to be 100% up to the law, or you're not trying to strive that way, you will gravitate toward them. You will. Because that's what you like. That's what your mind is about. And then you go, oh, that's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching. No, it ain't. That's foolishness. And you're going to see in these coming days as America crumbles, you're going to see. Because it's time now for you to be a man or be a woman. The end of the war. Listen to what Muhammad tells us. And pay close attention. And I want you to understand, for those of you who are new to the show, and we have dozens and dozens of callers on the line. All right? And we have, you know, people who are listening via URL. We know we're listening to in 183 countries or something like that. But anyway, as you listen to this article being read, make no mind about when I repeat something. When I repeat something, it is because I want to emphasize the value of what is being said, because sometimes we read stuff and we don't get the gist of what is being said to us. So sometimes when I'm reading something, you may hear me read it 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6, 7 times to you. And if you notice, that's the same pattern Elijah Muhammad had. If you go into his books, you will see some of the same things repeated from book to book or from chapter to chapter, because he's trying to emphasize something to you that is of the utmost importance. So I want you to listen to me. It's not elementary. He's trying to get you to focus on something that is that will be detrimental to you if you reject it, but will be enduring to you if you accept it. So, furthermore, let's go. The end of the war. Elijah Muhammad writes, what can we expect at the end of the war? Paradise or hell? See Bible, Daniel, chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. And at the end of the war, desolations are determined, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This is like saying, do not expect healing ointment to be poured on the soil that has been made. Stop right there. Stop right there. We're not going to go any further till we address that part. Because some of you, if we go do this and we'll go do that, that time is over with, brothers and sisters. Because Muhammad says, do not expect healing ointment to be poured on the soil that has been made. No, we got to be men and women now. We got to go through this. We got to be purged of this secret love for our slave masters. We got to be purged of the corruption, of the perverseness that is in us, that was bred in us from slavery up to today from these people. It got to come out, and it's going to come out through the chastisement that is prevailing over America. You're going to have to be man. You're going to have to be a woman. You're going to have to man up. And you got to accept this. No punks allowed. This real hit. So you're going to get hit, you're going to get slapped, you might even get cut, but you're not going to die like that. You got to man up in this time of judgment. Brother Rashid, I'll bring you in a few minutes. Keep your hand up. I got to hit these points real quick. Listen to what it says. You will not get healing ointment. Instead, you will get a worse sore. Was trying to find a job for the unemployed soldiers who are returning from the war zone if they have a chance to return. This will be the worst headaches, one of the worst headaches for the government that she has ever received. This is why America refuses to bring her troops home. She has nothing to give them. She has no jobs for them. Hell, she don't have a job for you. Look how the jobs are shutting down. Look at how the businesses are closing. Over 11,000 businesses closed in a six-month span. These businesses had branches. That means upwards of hundreds of thousands of businesses closed, which means millions of jobs were lost. You understand? See, the white man give it to you like this. Oh, 11,000 businesses closed. Well, how many branches did each business have? How many people were employed in each branch of that business? And then that'll give you a number to look at for the unemployed. See, they can't put that past me. So if they can't give you food, they can't give you aid, they can't give you housing, they can't give you a job to feed your people, how in the hell are they going to give it to the people who have been trained for war, who have been trained to kill and take and occupy? So this is a headache for them, because if they bring them back on American soil and they see that their families are losing their houses, losing their cars in the bread lines, and they've sacrificed their blood and their sweat and their lives for the preservation of the republic, then they're going to start thinking inwardly, and they're going to break mentally, and they're going to turn their ire or their madness towards the government itself. Don't you see that now? Huh? Because a lot of those people who stormed the Capitol, some of them was politicians, some of them was athletes, some of them was military people. Right? Y'all know I'm not lying. I'm telling you the absolute truth. And I dare any man, woman, child, dog, dolphin, shark, whale, or frog to dispute me on this. Now let's go further. He says, with unemployment mounting so fast, it will create revolution. And everybody will want to divide the government up into pieces, and every leader will want to grab a piece for his part to try to muster some kind of government patterned after his own way of thinking. What just happened on international television in Washington, D.C.? There was a coup initiated by Mr. Trump. There was a counter coup initiated by those who opposed to Trump. There was another coup initiated by the supporters of Trump. There was a counter coup initiated by the supporters of those who are counter to Trump. You watch this and live in color. They're trying to fashion out some type of government according to their thoughts and what they want. And this is causing a divide that spans from coast to coast. All right? So Muhammad says, what is this called? Desolation. And if we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nations, this will make it altogether worse. See, this is why these white people are outraged. Because, remember, they are the exceptional nation, right? Do as I say, not as I do. They are that city that sits upon a hill, right, according to them. They are the freedom advocates. They are the world's leaders in democracy. They certify all elections around the world, right? We have this, and we are the number one this, and we are the number one that, but no longer. They are being surpassed in every field, and guess what? That yellow man of Asia, just like Elijah Muhammad told you 80 years ago, almost. He told you that this yellow man of Asia would chase down this American white man in every field that he once dominated in. What are we looking at today? Huh? Did Elijah Muhammad lie, or is time vindicating him? I'm asking you this. This is non-religious. This is just factual. Is time bearing him witness? See, I'm going to defend this. I'm going to prove Elijah Muhammad's teaching, and they're going to be so clear. They're going to be so clear that even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder will be able to see him. You're not going to be able to run from this. All praise is due to Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, for giving us the greatest messenger and giving us the greatest mercy in the personage of the last and most surely, the greatest messenger of God. Man, I tell you what, we got an awesome God on our side, and we got an awesome messenger in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, let's go further. He says this. Desolations. If we are going to suffer deprivation. Deprivation. You see the words that he's using? Let's go to the dictionary. All right? Give me deprivation. Here we are. Deprivation. The word deprivation means, it's a noun now, and it means the damaging lack of material benefits considered to be basic necessities in a society. God, dog, I didn't even know that. I had a different definition. I'm learning with you. The damaging lack of material benefits considered to be basic necessities in a society. Similar, poverty, impoverishment, penury, privation, hardship, destitution, dispossession, withholding, withdrawal, removal, right? So now that we have an understanding of what deprivation is, right, we can understand what he's talking about. Now let's go to what desolation means. Desolate, which is an adjective, right? Desolation. But right now it's giving us the word desolate, which is the core of desolations. And it says adjective. A place deserted of people and in a state of bleak and dismal emptiness. Barren, bleak, stark, bare, dismal, grim, desert, waste, devastate, ravage, ruin, and destroy. So now we have the understanding of both words that is given to us. It makes more sense as we read this. Desolations. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that had been the pride of the nations. This will make it altogether worse. Why, Elijah Muhammad? For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedoms and the privileges that they used to have. What was the main thing that they were yelling out? They took away our freedom. They taking away the privileges that we had. We got to see Trump in office, right? Make America great again. You can't make this stuff up. I promise you, you can't. I'm telling you, you cannot make this stuff. It is so, so beautiful when you see this stuff unfold and you're able to prove Elijah Muhammad. Nobody can dispute this because we can point, we can put up the videos. We can put up the articles. Right? And they're going to talk, make America great again. Keep America great. Those are cold words for turn America white again. Keep America white. Because they see, and I had a clip for you from my show. They erased it, but I had a clip from you from my show, The Red Pill Diaries, which is co-hosted by Rashid Nasser, the brother who's on the line that I'm going to bring in shortly. And we did an interview with, and you can go to the Red Pill Diaries on YouTube, and you can see it's like a four-minute video. We took parts of the interview and put it on there. And Mr. Kevin Barrett, we had a second interview with him, and we're about to have another one with him. And I was supposed to call Gregory Mannarino, but I'll get with him shortly. But I'm busy at this moment. But in this interview, he talked about why white America drunk the Trump Kool-Aid and how they see that they're losing their America of old, which was dominated by white people. They're losing their power to control, their power to force other people to submit. And when white people lose that, they lose it all. What Jefferson Linde say? When they lose everything, they do what? They lose it, right? Prime example, the ransacking of the Capitol, right? They're losing it. So Muhammad says, and I want you to pay close attention, I'm repeating this to get this into your head, desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nations, I am that exceptional nation. We are that nation that sits on the hill. We are the beacon of freedom and human rights and humanity, right? This will make it altogether worse. For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. And this will make anger rise up in the midst. What happened a few days ago? It reached its boiling point, right? Because they see they're losing their economy. They're losing their dollar. They're losing their political position around the globe. They're losing their geopolitical position. They're losing the cultural advantage. Because listen to this. Not only has China surpassed them in quantum computing. Not only has China surpassed them in banking. Not only is the yuan putting a spanking to the dollar right now. Not only is China the number one exporter, importer, the number one manufacturer, the number one lender of nations. Right? Not only does she have the top four of the top 10 banks in the world. Not only that, but guess what? America was left with two things to give to people. And that was weapons. Well, three things. Weapons, dollars, and Hollywood. Well, the yuan is fighting the dollar for supremacy right now. Right? So that is still in play. Her weapons are no longer sufficient because China and Russia now have equal and in some cases have surpassed her weaponry and then left Hollywood so that America can export her culture around the world so that she can use soft power, you know, subliminal messages to turn people towards the West. That's why she put so much money in Hollywood. But guess what happened? A peculiar thing happened last week. Just a peculiar thing that most of you probably miss, especially if you don't read the Hiram 1555 blog. Well, China became the largest movie provider in the world. They surpassed Hollywood in movie gross and movie production. They just did this. So now she can export her culture. As a matter of fact, that was one thing that Mr. Kevin Barrett touched on. And so they feel like their culture is under assault. Never mind the Native American. Never mind the black man and woman who has been here enslaved for nearly 5 centuries. They feel that their culture of occupation and domination is under assault. You see, and that's why God is bringing them to their knees. Empire on edge. We're reaching critical mass. I want to finish reading this, but before I do that, let me bring in Rashid. My good brother, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, yeah. Brother. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I've been having a problem. I've been riding around here. I done got kicked off about 10 times. So I finally found a spot that would work.
Can you say that again, brother? I lost your signal when it out. What you say?
I finally found a spot that would work. So,
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
A little bit. But anyway, also on that, the military coming back, remember, they pushed these guys to go in and commit mass murder.
That's right.
They're geared on killing. That's all they're geared on, in killing people. And that's another thing. You can't bring the soldiers back from across the water and mix them with the general public. It'll be a guy pull in front of me, get out and shoot the guy.
Yeah.
But my main main thing was that you got to understand that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's main teaching was for this time. You see, mm-hmm. like me and you discussed, he was teaching back in the 60s that the white man got sports shows going 24 hours a day. In the 1960s,
yeah.
the white man didn't have that.
That's right.
Devices flying all over the place. The white man didn't have that back in the 60s and 50s.
That's right.
But he got them today. He got talk shows. He didn't have nothing like it. He got them today. The main
mm-hmm.
thing that what the messenger was talking is for the 60 to not exceed 70 years of extension.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, I told the brothers, 6 years before the end, 2000, is when this thing started. January 3rd is when they killed it. Like another brother, Brother Robert was telling us that he got taught that by Minister John in FOI, that it would start with the killing of a general. In the 50s and 60s and 70s taught that. And it started with General Qasim getting killed.
That's right.
As I keep telling people, the four horsemen of the apocalypse is not somebody riding around on a horse, riding up and down the planet, spreading disease, death. No, it's not that. You see? What
mm-hmm.
it's the end of their world. Now we got the pestilence with the viruses, right?
Yeah.
That's going. Now, this year, something else is going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, civil war. Desolations are determined.
After that's right.
War, it means something is being gone, and like the man said, what they used to live on. So it had to be a break in something to make the people not like they're riding high, but after the break, they fell down and they remember what they used to have.
Yep.
And this is what these viruses, this is what this war, once this war coming happens, is going to break down his military. And then what you see with Donald Trump is happening, their military and stuff is enough to squash it now. But after the war happened, when they don't have no military, then everybody and his brother-in-law like the man say, going, hey, man, I think we should do it this way. And then you're going to see the country break apart.
Yeah. Yep.
This is
yep.
Elijah Muhammad.
Hold on 1 second, brother. Stop right there. My daughter is up and she's running through the house and everything. You know, they're being taught school and I'm trying to make I have an autistic daughter too and I'm trying to make her sit back down or whatever like that. So if you guys hear anything in the background, that's my children. They're doing their schooling. So go ahead, finish up, brother.
So the main thing with what we see with this revolution, trying to get revolution in the capital and stuff. It is this. It's Allah is bringing on these things little by degree.
Mm-hmm.
Here it will intensify, right? You got the virus, that's going to intensify. We're not going back, and as the scriptures say, that Allah will come out with a virus that you cannot cure. That's going to be on top of the virus. Now,
that's right.
You already got, I had people where I work at were scared to come to work for 6 months with the virus. What's going to happen if you get this virus and that Allah pull out and you might die? Nobody going to even go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
The society must be broken down. Like I had a radio broadcast where the messenger was saying, this is how Allah does stuff when he destroys a nation. He destroys them, their libraries, their everything about them, wipes it out and puts it in a book only where the 12 scientists can see it.
That's right.
Nothing is ever known about these people ever again. Off the coast of Cuba, they got about a half a mile down. They say they got a big stone obelisk with pyramids and sphinxes bigger than the ones in Egypt.
Yep.
Nobody even know these people ever existed. It's as if they never were here, and that's what's coming to America. When Allah finally swings after him, he's going to chop his head off and give him to the burning flames, and the human family will go on in another direction, independent of Yahoo's feet. This is what you got to understand. It's right at our doorstep. The honor we like to talk of that these things would take place at the end of America. We're at the end of America. It's going to be a build-up. Food fights. After the war comes, then that comes famine. Because many say going to break down in society. Once he comes back from fighting his wars, many say he will never be able to set up another government like he never had in America. It'll be wiped out. Then the white supremacists and everybody will want to go on what they used to have. Right at that door. Like you say, brother, it is a mighty fine thing to be a follower, because as we go closer into the end, the messenger's teaching gives us a new insight on what's taking place.
That's right.
What I know in 2021 is not what I knew in the 1980s. I'm a lot wiser now.
Because
the messenger's teaching, even the messenger said that Allah brings him closer into the understanding of different things. He didn't get everything at once. But the further he go on, his understanding grows. That's what all. Those that kept the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, you can see what's going on. You ain't panicked. Running around like a chicken with his head cut off. If it didn't happen, then we would get upset. But remember, Allah always lives up to his word.
To the very letter and spirit.
That's right. You can do everything on sale, but Allah's word will stand the test of time. Salaam alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam. Good teaching. Now, so we talked about all of this stuff. This white man, he's mad. Y'all, you just don't understand. He is bubbling over. He is enraged that he's losing everything. And they're having fights and shootouts in the grocery stores and in the malls and on the streets, everything. Don't you see this? The society is bubbling over. You see this. This is an everyday thing on the news. Shootouts everywhere. Somebody, like Rashid said, somebody pull over in front of you. I had that happen to me maybe a week or so ago. So this car was in front of me. I had my daughter and my son in the back seat, and this car was in front of me. And it looked like, the guy looked like he was drunk. And so he'll speed up, he'll slow down. It looked like he was trying to, play bumper cars so you could run into the back of his car so you can get him a few dollars. You know, a lot of people hustle like that. So I'm behind him, and no cars in between us. So I'm 2-3 car lengths behind him trying to see what's going on. And so I see he keeps swerving in and off on the road and off into the dirt. So I I stop for a minute, and he stops. I say, this guy's scamming or whatever. So he keeps going, so I start going. And I say, you know what, I'm just going to get ahead of this guy. Let me go on past him. So I pass the guy, and he I guess he thought his little car was going to speed up. He was trying to race me. So I'm in a Dodge, and this man is in something like a little small box car. Now, you know he had no chance in there. So I passed him. And so we get to the corner. He's behind me, swerving, just going off it. And he just, I'll do this. And me, I wasn't really paying attention to him. And my daughter tapped me on my shoulder. And she's like, hey, the guy behind us is giving us the finger in it. So, you know, so I pull over for a second, and I politely get out the car and ask the man, you know, what it do, like in the street. And my point is, they get enraged, put it like this. He was exposed to my children, put it like that. We'll put it like that. We'll be civilized on the show. But anyway, but the rage, everything setting people off, the slightest thing, how could you be wanting to kill somebody for somebody passing you? How could you want to shoot somebody down in cold blood just for flipping you off or for just smiling at you or for stepping on your shoes? Do you see how society is degenerating into, like, savagery? Do you not see this? But Muhammad says, what I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong, because this desolation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate is aimed at the place in which we now live. And just remember, because I always say this, because most of you forget, and just remember that you cannot expect paradise. Well, if we go over here, we can be saved from... No, you're going to have to man up. Because all of America is under God's judgment. It says, and just remember that you cannot expect paradise here with such condition of desolation is headed toward America. And since we cannot make prophet's words other than the truth, some of you are trying to make prophet's words other than the truth because you don't want to go through the judgment. You don't want to go through the fire. You don't want to be purged. You just want to sit to yourself. You done did all, you done caused all this hell. And then you had this turn of heart, and I'm a Muslim now. I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You don't want to go through this hell. None of us do. But you're going to have to. Because Elijah Muhammad says, and since we cannot make prophet's words other than the truth, we expect this desolation. And we are receiving this desolation now. So this is what we're looking at. The total collapse of America. The total implosion of America. Now I'm going to try something here. And I hope this goes through. I'm going to go on YouTube. So it might be a video come up. And you know, the ads and stuff. We have to wait 5 seconds or something like that to skip the ads. I'm going to see if this will work, because this is a video by Gregory Mannarino that I also want to play. I just looked up on Google to see if on YouTube to see if I can find one of the videos that I had downloaded. I downloaded so much stuff because I wanted to bring to you all. But like I said, right before the show started, when I went to look for it, Blog Talk Radio wiped out all of the clips that I had for you all. Even my clips, which are from the Red Pill Diaries that I wanted to share with you all so that you can hear what these scholars and professors, these white people are saying about what's going on behind the scenes, so that you can hear for yourself what they expect to come to the Republic of America and the Western world. But this white man, he saw fit to erase it. As a matter of fact, some more stuff just got erased right now while I'm talking to you all. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this stuff takes place, and it takes place live on the air. Sometimes I'm shaking my head. But listen, I'm getting ready to try some, so you guys be cautious with me. This guy, let me mute this for a second till this commercial goes off, and we'll see if we can play it for you. All right, here we go. Skip ad. Now, I'm going to see if this will work. I hope everything works. I'm going to play it. If it goes through, if you can hear it, put your hand up. Somebody put their thumb, raise their hand up, and that'll let me know that you can actually hear the video. So you know how we go by and we bypass stuff, and you know how black people do. We make things work. We are very smart. We are very resourceful, and we've dealt with roadblocks and stuff and obstacles in our way since we were brought here, and we're still here. But I want you to raise raise your hand if you can hear this, because I'm getting ready to start it. Let me see if I can turn it up some for you first. 85. Let's see. We'll go up to 95. And I'm going to see. Let me...
Post-market wrap-up on this lovely day. Remember, every day is lovely. December 29th.
If you can hear it, someone raise your hand.
About this market today. Actually, no. Let me start off with this. I this literally just hit me. We have a zombie market.
Now, I stopped for a second because I didn't see any hands up. Oh, okay, we got a hand up. Okay, here we are. With dozens and dozens of you on the line, and only one person raised their hand. Bro, I tell you, black people, we some fickle people. I'm telling you this. I'm not asking for no money from you. I'm not trying to finagle any money from you. Hell, all I asked for was a hand. I'm telling you, but we something else. I'm telling you, we got some stuff to deal with. That's why the judgment has to take place. That's why we have to be purged. We got a lot of hatred and animosity and jealousy and envy toward each other, and we got to get that removed from us. That brown germ has to be purged from us. It has to be. Especially you so-called righteous. Assalamu alaikum, you Muslims. Bro, I tell you, we fickle as hell. But let me go back and let me... rewind, and I want you to listen to this. Listen to it very good. I'm going to try to put the microphone up to the computer so that you can hear it.
It's lovely. December 29th, 2020. Let's talk a little bit about this market today. Actually, no. Let me start off with this. I this literally just hit me. We have a zombie market. A zombie stock market. That at one point is going to wake up and realize that it's dead. And that is going to be an epic moment, honestly. Because right now, everything you're seeing here, it's not real. It's being deliberately propped up by Epic off the freaking Richter scale. Epic debt issuance, Epic debt acquisition. This is the central bank. This is the Federal Reserve that has created a zombie market. And it's going to wake up at one point and realize it's dead. And it's going to rock the core of the earth. I'm not kidding you. That's the truth. All right, so let's talk about this market here. Volatile day. Stocks all over the place. We did finish in the negative. Nothing major. Off to the races earlier. Very nice. For me and my Lions, our last position over the last few days has killed it. I told all of you who follow my newsletter, link in the description of the video, it would be a good idea to pull profit. It's never wrong to pull profit. So we pulled profit and we did well. You know, while we're on that topic, okay, it's the end of the year. Myself, my Lions out here, those that have been following my newsletter, my work, have destroyed this market. Destroyed it. Actually made a mockery of the market. So what did I do? I did something today that I didn't think I was going to do, but I did, and let me talk about that. Most of you know that I have held in the past what I call core positions. That is, positions in specific companies, large caps that pay a dividend. This is a nice way to build wealth over time. Well, today, looking at the market, looking at the dollar, which is going to continue to get hammered. The dollar fell under pressure today. The 10-year yield, 0.94, the Fed's buying all the debt. Okay, in this environment, I decided to take some of my profit that I've made this year and open up core positions. I opened up 4 core positions today. If you subscribe to my newsletter, link in the description of the video, you know exactly what companies these are. They're ticker symbols. And in my new book, A Not-So-Random Walk on Wall Street, I cover core positions. Again, I'm going to urge you, if you do not have a copy of it, you're missing out. you need to get yourself a copy of it. Also, link in the description of the video. You can get it right off my website, traderschoice.net. So, this is kind of a big thing for me. I believe sincerely that the zombie market is going higher, much higher. Henceforth, why I opened up some core positions, which I will trade as well. Nothing's going to change. I will continue to trade this market very successfully, along with all my lions out here. We're going to rip its face off next year worse than we did this year. There's no doubt about it. And in my view, at least for now, holding core positions is a good play. Why? The easy money is not going to stop. The Fed's going to continue to buy it all, prop up the market. It's debt-fueled. More debt is coming. Much more debt is coming. The dollar is going to die. It's dying right now. Weaker dollar, stock market positive. You got to get out of the dollar. You have to understand. You must look for dollar alternatives. Okay, whatever that might mean for you. For me, it means hold hard assets. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Silver, my all-time favorite. I also believe you must own cryptocurrencies. Okay, you all know this. It's my playbook here really is never going to change, except for the fact that today I reopened core positions. Four. Okay. Anyway, go have a look in your email box if you subscribe to my newsletter. Check these out. Consider that opening core positions might be a good idea here because the market is going higher. Period. As the economy melts down, and we are in absolute free fall here. I mean, the proof is in your face. You know it. No one, not even our lovely friend, Larry Kudlow, whatever his name is. He hasn't been out too lately talking about our booming economy. He hasn't been out talking about our miraculous recovery, V-shaped or super V-shaped. No, he hasn't been around because, you see, no one will buy it. He had to lie to you at that point. You have to kind of feel bad for Larry the liar. Again, he was out campaigning for President Trump. He had to try to convince some very weak-minded people that our economy was booming, it was coming back. I don't think people bought it, henceforth, the outcome of the election. Okay, it's too bad. It really is, because just to touch on that real quick, President Trump would have won by a landslide. He lost by a landslide. He would have won by a landslide if he just leveled with the American people. That's all he needed to do. But his ego is too big. So he had to lie. He had to cause others to lie, destroy their reputation. But that's neither here nor there. So anyway, that's just my take on these things. So let's talk further. Cryptocurrencies today, except for Bitcoin, did fall under pressure. Okay, whatever. That's just the way it's going to go. Silver today, although it was higher, did finish slightly lower. Silver is very volatile, people. I tell you this all the time. Gold put on a gain. The dollar, again, it's a dying asset. So what does this mean for you? When you see J.P. Morgan, because that's who's doing it, rigging the price of metals here, what should you instantly be thinking about? Exactly, getting more of it. When you have a major bank, J.P. Morgan, the largest bank on the planet by assets, deliberately, and everyone knows it's going on, deliberately suppressing the price of metals. They're doing it for a reason. You understand? So that means you need to take the opposite side of that trade, people. The opposite side of that trade. Be betting against this debt. Become your own central bank. These are long-term plays, just like core positions are. Now, there's going to be a point, going back to core positions, when we close these things. I believe over the next several months, the stock market is going to waver around, but the trajectory is higher. Same thing for cryptocurrencies as well. Dollar, lower. This should really put a perspective on the dynamics here, okay? How it's working, how it's going to play out moving forward. And look, for you and for me, it could be easier. This is the dream scenario. Understand what we're in. People, a lot of times, fail to realize where opportunities are. And this blog, its sole purpose, and the only reason why I am here, other than I do love all of you, that's the truth, is to let you see, and for yourself, because I just kind of like open the doors for you. I say, look here, look here. I try to put it together in a manner that you can say, hold on a minute, this makes sense to me, or it doesn't make sense to me. And but I want you to understand that you do not have to be sheared by this, okay? What's going on now, it's an incredible opportunity. It's an incredible opportunity. It probably will never come again. And all this is going to change dramatically when the zombie market wakes up and realizes that it's dead.
Boom. You see that? Boom. He talks about shorting the dollar, getting out of dollar assets, period. See, this is something that you don't hear being taught, but this is a very essential part of Elijah Muhammad's teachings. And he was talking about this is one of the greatest opportunities for you. Right? What is he talking? He's talking about an investment, and I'm talking about investment. Yes, you can make money by positioning yourself in gold and silver, and but the thing is to position yourself with truth in God. That's what you need to do. All right? Because, like he said, things are going to change dramatically. Let me tell you something. It was I remember Saladin used to sit down. He was telling me, "Is the brother?" And at the time when he was telling me this, you got to understand, this was decades ago, right? And when he was telling me this stuff, some of the stuff, you know, took time to process. And he was like, brother, it was told us in the FOI class that you see all of these stores, all of this choice that you have. And, say that, and he'll smile and say, brother, that choice ain't going to be around for long. He said, Allah going to shut down this devil's world. He's going to shut down America. He said, all of these stores, all of these banks, all of this stuff that you go to, in the near future, it will look nothing like this. Nothing. And I remember him talking about all of this stuff that is going on right now and how he would share this stuff with me. And he would drill it into me. And he would say, brother, burn it on your brain. Because they can take your books, they can take your lectures, but they can't take what's in that Rolodex upstairs. And he said, you got a good heart, brother. You love your people. You love God. You love Master Farah Muhammad. You love the messenger. It's up to you to burn this on your brain so that you can help save your people, save yourself, save your family. Do your duty. This is what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell you what is going on. It is a major, major change underway, the likes which you will not see in your lifetime again. In an entire world, I'm trying to put it on a spectrum where you can understand, an entire world is being removed right now. And America is that strong pillar of the Western world. And as America goes, so goes the rest of the Western world. That's why even though the Western world are fed up with America's policies, they still go along with her because they benefit from her domination. Because they know without American power, Europe, it goes back within its borders and it becomes an irrelevant power. So they support her, but God is breaking her back economically. He's breaking Europe's back economically. Look at what's going on across Europe. COVID is ravaging Europe, right? Unemployment had already been ravaging Europe, and now unemployment is like 3-4 times worse than it was prior to COVID. Trade is so bad that guess what? America was trying to force Europe to turn their back on China, but China being the biggest and the largest economy, and that's one of the clips I wanted to play for you all that got erased. In the clip, they were talking about how China's economy cannot be ignored anymore. It cannot be sidelined. It cannot be sanctioned. It cannot be pushed to the side by America. And this is it forced Europe's hand. So Europe had to come to the terms, well, if we don't sign this trade agreement with China, if we don't sign all of these side agreements with China, then the entire spectrum of European economics, finance, and trade would dissipate regardless to America's threat. And guess what they did? They signed a huge trade agreement a week ago, with China. After promising, America says, well, sign an agreement with India, trying to bolster India up against China.
But Europe had to look at all of the pros and cons, and they realized that China is the largest economy by far. Forget all that stuff they're telling you in 2028, China. We already been through the numbers. So you know that's a lie. China has already surpassed the United States economy. Right? Just by math, just simple math. Let's go through it for a second. Okay? According to the one of the articles that was put out, that China would have, I mean, America's economy was $20.8 trillion versus China at the end of last year. And China's being $24.2 trillion. Now look at that. Now, I don't care what math you're looking at. 24.2 is always bigger than 20.8. Is that not right? Now, let's go a little further. Even in this same article and other articles that came out, America had done numbers saying that they expect, because of the hit from COVID and retail decline, that they expected to lose at least $16 trillion from the economy. Now, you do a subtraction of $16 trillion from 20.8. That leaves 4.8, right? Now, then you look at the deficit spending, okay? So how in the hell, mathematically, can America still have the largest economy? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not the butter knife either. You understand? So they can't pull this foolishness over on me. I'm telling you, brother, sister, you got to use your gray matter. See, they got you out of this process of looking at things and looking into things, right? You have been lulled asleep by this madness that is America and America's sport and play. And you've got to wake up to the reality of what is really going on. America's in trouble. America's in trouble. What is? Let's go to the economic collapse blog. I know time is running out. I know it. Just bear with you, brother, for a second, okay? In the economic collapse blog, the article by Michael Snyder, I had this on audio too, but it was done by someone else in audio, and they went into more detail than Michael Snyder does in his article. And as a matter of fact, they were out before Michael Snyder. But his article is titled, 655 people have $4 trillion in wealth. $200 million can't cover a $1,000 expense. And in this it says, the COVID pandemic has caused the gap between the ultra-wealthy and the rest of us to grow larger than it has ever been before. Thanks to the hyperinflationary policies of the Federal Reserve and our politicians in Washington, stock prices have soared to unprecedented heights in recent months. Stop right there. See, let's go back to something. All right? Let's go back to something I want to read to you. You got to bear with your brother, okay? Because these people, they try to put everything over on you, right? Without you paying attention to anything. Remember in the fall of America, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to go to the table of contents because I want you to be able to find it, okay? All right? On page, I know what it is, but I want you to go to it because some of you act like you cannot use a content, the title from the page of the contents, okay? Decline of the Dollar is Chapter 20. It's Chapter 20. And the page is 87, okay? So you have no excuses now about not to read it with me because I walked you through it. Now, listen to what the first two sentences of what he says. The COVID pandemic has caused the gap between the ultra-wealthy and the rest of us to grow larger than it has ever been before. Thanks to the hyperinflationary policies of the Federal Reserve and our politicians in Washington, stock prices have soared to unprecedented heights in months. This pushed the wealth of the uber-rich to dizzying heights, but for the rest of the country, 2020 was an unmitigated nightmare. As I have discussed previously, one survey found that 2020 was a personal financial disaster for 55% of all Americans. More than 110,000 restaurants, okay? Now listen, 110,000, now how many branches do those restaurants have shut down permanently last year? That's just restaurants. Americans filed more than 70 million claims for unemployment benefits, and tens of millions are potentially facing eviction in 2021. But even though we are in the first economic downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s, those at the very top of the economic pyramid are laughing all the way to the bank. Now, it's something he says. He says, thanks to the hyperinflationary policies of the Federal Reserve, right? Well, they weren't saying this 10 years ago when they were benefited from the same hyperinflationary policies. Now, there was an article, I mean, that was in, and I know time is of the essence. I know it's running out, but give me a few seconds, brothers and sisters, okay? Give your brother a few seconds. There was a video out, and I wanted to play it for you all. And in this video, they were talking about it all comes down to 1971. I'm gonna re-download that, and I'm gonna try to play it for you on the next show. And in this, they talked about the monetary policies of 1971, right? And all of the hyperinflationary policies of today, all of the ramifications of the policies enacted in 1971 are being felt today, which means that in this fall of America that we are living in, it had to do with a decline of the dollar. Oh, let me say that again. In this fall of America that we are living in today,